Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Chicago's Talk. Today,
As far as Trump and the things that he is doing, in regards to Russia. You know, America is in a very critical point right now. We have our whole WWW being monitored and observed and controlled by outside sources.
Yes, ma'am.
We have leakage, personal emails from just about everybody. I believe those emails are from Hillary, between her and Obama. We have then the conversations with Trump and his people and the Russians. I don't know who we can trust anymore. Not only that, we have him in North Korea, who is bearing his ugly head and doing the food. So we've got enemies on every side. My concern is mostly what are we going to do as a Black Panther nation? How are we going to deal with the things that are going on, and when are we going to have our next meeting of the minds? Because we've got to all stay on one accord concerning these things. Things are amiss.
Absolutely. And that's why on one of my previous shows on another network, okay, I had mentioned, you know, that the time has come for us, you know, to take care of ourselves, controlling our own educational infrastructure, our own political infrastructure, and our own commerce. Because you see, in our community, all our money goes out of our community less than $6 before it comes in. But the other groups, you know, they circulate their money in their community, you know, sometimes, you know, indefinitely, you know, in the shortest time is like about 2 or 3 weeks. And they employ their own, take their own, you know, they keep their culture intact. And as you've probably seen on some of my posts, and we have been lullabied, you know, particularly in the last 30 years.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. And then Trump's campaigns, and he was telling people, I believe, down there in one of the Carolinas, will go up there and smash these people who are protesting us, you know, and I will pay for your legal fees. You see, the thing is that Trump is a billionaire. The dude has a net worth of about $15 billion and refuses to disclose his tax. And then recently, as of today, you know, and I've just been believed or heard where he accused the Obama administration for wiretapping his phone for Trump. And he has no proof of it right there. And then what I'm suggesting on this podcast tonight is that at the local level, in the various states, because the laws are different from state to state, where they can call the congressional representatives and the U.S. senators.
Okay, yes.
For today, we have 237 Republicans in the House of Representatives. Okay, now, if there was to be an impeachment, they would be the ones, you know, to write up the articles of impeachment, just like the person who's crying. The district attorney or the city attorney, you know, who writes up the charges and issues the court, and so therefore, so he's got his cronies in there with that, you know what I'm saying, already. And then, not to mention the fact that in the U.S. Senate, we will be the ones, you know, to try him. You have 52 Republicans in there. You see what I mean? And then they,
right.
Yeah, they would be the ones, you know, to hold the actual trial against them. Now, you got to keep in mind that only 2 presidents in the history of the United States have been impeached, meaning that they're accused of a crime and went before the U.S. Senate to be tried with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court presiding over the impeachment trial at the Senate level. And that was Bill Clinton and Andrew Johnson. Now, Andrew Johnson avoided impeachment by one vote, okay? And then the stated here is that I was wrong. Further research, and it's nearly impossible for Trump to be impeached for actions prior to him being selected as the president.
Cool.
I'm selected as the president. Let's be real. The dude bought the election straight out. I'm going to say it. You know, he's straight out.
Yes,
bought,
he bought it.
You know,
he bought it, of course.
Yes, ma'am. And so, what are your thoughts on that there, Ms. Tamara?
As far as the election, you know, it's. The election was corrupt. from the very beginning. There were money hands in the pot, you know, and in so much as, you know, I was backing Bernie Sanders the whole route,
right?
Because I knew not to trust Hillary, and I knew the intentions of Trump. So I was backing, you know, Bernie Sanders with hope, and you know, quite a bit of what I was saying, he was actually listening to. So I'm really wondering, as far as him backing out, I'm almost willing to bet my money on it that that man had threats against his life in regards to this election.
No, probably.
For him
absolutely.
To,
definitely.
You know, he not only hears from people that he'd known for years and years, yet alone people that had just became into the knowledge of Bernie Sanders, telling him, chanting to him. He knew that he had so many thousands, millions of Americans that were going to literally write his name in on that ballot. And with that being said, why would you get so close, seeing things as messy as they are, and still bag out of it?
Right.
He had to stay alive.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. You see, it's because, you know, politics is a dirty business, and it makes strange bedfellows. Okay, but hold on that thought there, Sister Tamara. We got another caller coming in to join in the conversation. And caller, I see you there with area code 314, the last being 4818. Okay, you're on live on Shabbat's Black Experience Enhanced. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
What's happening, family? This is the student master teacher, Mr. I Say Woke, calling in from the STL, St. Louis in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey,
okay. STL. Yeah, so we got Missouri right there, talking all the way out here to California. Okay,
all
STL,
across the board, you hear it?
Yes, ma'am.
You know it, family.
Yes, sir. And then I take it that you got KC Kai and KC Moe, and I guess the STL is on the other side of Missouri going there into Illinois. And I guess KC Kai is on. Yes, sir. Okay. All right. So, hey, go ahead. Brother, come on with it, man. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just called in. I'm just checking it out. I hear y'all talking about some poly tricks, and I know y'all going in on some good stuff here. And, I just wanted to ask, I don't know who all is on the line here. Was anybody really surprised that Donald Trump won?
Oh, no, I'm not.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Exactly. It's because, you know, he had fought the election, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying, Sister Tamara? Because, you know, the man is a billionaire, number one. And then keep in mind, you know, on his presidential campaigns, you know, when they go out there and they fundraise and what have you, is that, you know, they got to draw off, what is it, about $300 or $400 million. So that's not even a drop in the bucket of dollars.
Well, he paid, he paid all out of his pocket. He didn't need nobody money to win.
Exactly. He even said that during the election right there. He says, I'm still funded. You know what I'm saying? So what does that tell you right there? And then on the Republican side, when they was having those debates and their conventions like with Ted Cruz, Rick Santorum, Marco Rubio, Florida and what have you, you see. The women who had more money than these guys, and he just outlasted them. You see what I mean? And then on top of it, with all this, controversy coming up, you know, all this BS and all this sensationalism with it, you know, I was not surprised that the dunk won. And I refer to him as the dunk, you know what I'm saying, as in human.
Absolutely.
You see what I mean? Because, you know, the nonsense that he is doing, I mean, this is crazy. The man is a loose cannon. He's off the hook, and right now I'm starting to wonder about his mental capabilities because he's sitting up here saying the Barack Obama administration has wiretapped his phones at the Trump Tower, and he has no evidence to prove. And then to find out for there to be a wiretap, you need a federal judge, you see, to sign the order on that.
Supposedly,
have checks and balances on that. You see what I mean? And then also, too, and I remember during the Nixon administration, keep in mind, just to show you how history repeats itself, Richard Nixon
and it will.
Campaign was law and order. Trump's campaign was law and order. Here you got the police going out here murdering us, and this is what I fought Barack Obama about, is that he wasn't going up there, you know, signing no executive orders, you know, to deal with that. You see what I'm saying?
But
and
you,
then on
you know what?
Yes,
he,
ma'am.
He wasn't signing no executive orders about nothing the whole time he was Obama. Obama,
right.
America has never been his concern, not the well-being of it. It ain't never
yes,
been
ma'am.
His concern, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of Negroes and a lot of white folks, you know, they put too much stock
mm-hmm.
in him just because his skin was brown. You know,
exactly.
I go all the way back, you know, I go all the way back, I could go 5 years, you know.
Okay.
When I first started to expose him for being who he was and what he was, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was called everything but a child of God. And
mm-hmm.
with the threats, death threats to go along with it, okay? With the death threats to go along with it, okay? And I wasn't drawing my information from any local or national or United States publishings or articles or anything. All of the information that I got, it either came from our creator himself or it came from Pakistani news, ISIS news, Afghani news. You know, I did not take any local sources in getting the information that I got on him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now he up until the very, and they still don't want to talk about it. They still don't want to talk about that 2008 investigation on him. We that,
right.
It's neither closed nor open. You know, it's just
mm-hmm.
still there.
Yeah,
and when I had found that information, that was the only piece of information that I did find from our local news, from CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And after finding it and exposing it everywhere that I could link it to, I was
mm-hmm.
My account with CNN was deactivated, and that
mm-hmm.
article was removed. And that article
mm-hmm.
was removed. Do you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
So,
because that's
and the FBI said the only reason why come they did not indulge further then in 2008 is because he was entering his second term as president. So they backed
mm.
back a little. But they have never
mm.
come to a conclusion why the hell he was. Well, I know why he was over there because that's where he grew the hell up. But they never got back to why are you a second term president for the United States of America in Pakistan for 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
You are not there handling any business that involves our country.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you
right.
there?
Yes, ma'am.
And
absolutely.
We still want to know.
Yes, ma'am. And then on top of it,
it
too, black family. Yes, sir. Go ahead, St. Louis. Yeah, what's on your mind, brother?
So I just wanted to ask, I mean, everybody knows Trump is the boogeyman. He's so bad. Do we really feel like
mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton was that much better or would have been that much better?
No, sir.
Because in
I
my
don't.
Opinion,
if he's the boogeyman, then she's
the
wickedy bitch of the West.
love it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
folks,
they both fly on the same damn broomstick. He's a witch warlock
mm-hmm.
and she's a witch.
Yes, ma'am,
mm-hmm.
exactly. And then keep in mind
that's
that
why they had the problems they had. You know, I don't know if anybody, I don't know who's on the line and who's been friends with me for the last several years, but I prophesied Hillary and how it was going to go for her. I prophesied it outwardly, even on Facebook and on Twitter, and I told her to her own Twitter page that she should not be wearing high heels in the weeks leading up to the election. I told her that it would be like the rug was swept from up under her. She would fall on her face. I told her this the beginning of last year. What happened to her on the way to her vehicle as things got crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Did she not
she
almost fall on her damn face?
9/11. Yeah, she fell out on.
So I've been watching. I've been watching, and I've been staying very sensitive to the Holy Spirit involved in that election the whole time. Like I told y'all, Bernie's been threatened. That man's scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He's only alive today because he dropped out of that election.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which side threatened to kill him. It was probably both.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Well, they did say that Bernie Sanders got some money. They said he got a house and some money or something
okay.
to drop out. Is that correct?
Damn.
Oh.
Well, that's death, too. That's death,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they went on there and they bribed him pretty much. And then if you notice at the Democratic National Convention of how Sanders had thrown his support behind Hillary, and then on top of it, he made this speech about all the people that supported him, go ahead and back Hillary. Now, get this here, black family. Now, out here in California, when they had the primary elections here on the Democratic side, okay, there allegedly there were so many votes that were counted for Sanders. And, you know, and they in turn, you know, wasn't even counting. You see? So, therefore, you know, you got that crooked thing
yeah.
going on as well, too. And this is why I'm suggesting at the local level, you know, depending on what state you're in, I do know in California that we can recall the U.S. Senator here. I do know that we can recall members of the U.S. Congress that represent California. Keep in mind that California has a majority of representatives in the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
And then, and I don't know how you guys do it in your state. Now, how does that work if you know in your state as far as recalling your U.S. Senator and your House of Representatives from Missouri?
From what I know, you said as far as calling them?
No, recalling them. Recalling them is just where
recalling
you would have
them. Now, I don't know their recall procedures. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. Okay. All right. It's because the reason why I'm suggesting, you know, for this podcast tonight is because, see, this is the only way that you can impeach, dude. And like I said, and the only way for the president to be impeached is of high crimes, bribery, treason or high misdemeanors. Now, as far as the high misdemeanors concerned, with him being the president, and then he goes to make this accusation against Barack Obama tapping his phone, and, you know, and he has no evidence to prove it, you know, nothing to support these allegations, that's a high misdemeanor right there. It's because you're falsely accusing
could be a high misdemeanor, but that could also be, see, that the way to fight that is they would go ahead, they would not even call it a high misdemeanor, they would call it defamation of character or slander, which turns it into a civil thing, and it won't stand.
Okay, so therefore, so
it won't stand if they turn it into a civil, they can turn it into a civil thing just like that, defamation of character and slander. Because he has not pressed any charges. You feel me? He has, although he has spoken this outwardly, he has not brought any charges against him from the federal government. So it's just defamation of character and slander right now.
Okay, so which would
only way that.
Plus, he didn't say specifically
Barack
Obama is the one who did it.
He can only blame the group, the administration. You know, it's just talk right now because he cannot prove that Barack had it done, that it was his people. You know, he can only assume that it was the administration because they're the only one with that much clearance.
Exactly. And he can do the same exact thing right now, himself.
Right.
Oh.
He has the clearance. You know,
it tells him now that he's in the office himself. He's like, well, wow, I can tap phones and nobody will know.
Yeah.
Maybe Obama was doing
now
it
he
to
can,
me.
Yeah,
you know,
now he can tap phones. He can tap his own phone and blame it, you know. We don't know how much truth is in that. Trump is a liar. He will lie.
Oh, yeah.
He'll lie quicker than a cat lick his ass. He'll lie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, too, keep in mind, when I did my other show last Wednesday on the Black Thoughts and Theory Radio Network, Okay, is that the title of it was Trump's $54 billion spending for the military, giving them additional funding. And then keep in mind is that what he did was is that he took a lot of money from the Environmental Protection Agency. You see what I mean? You know, an Environmental Protection Agency, you know, is supposed to be the one that oversees, you know, our clean air, our clean water, and whatnot. You see, so he's taking away the checks and balances, you know, on the water. Now let's look at the situation there in Flint, Michigan. And then also
take a few seconds,
you know, to give shout outs there to New Era Detroit for the great work that they were doing, giving the people the clean water. I saw a live feed on that.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Yes, ma'am. And then a shout out to the RBGs up in Pacifica Northwest and Blackistan on radio because I've been a guest on a couple of their shows and I appreciate the work that they're doing. Also, too, I want to give a shout out here to the brother in the RBG here in Milwaukee that was circulating the neighborhood petition to close down the store. You know, a couple of brothers had gotten killed and what have you. So they're up there raising, you know, their consciousness of the community.
Okay, okay.
And what it is yeah, and then also, too, as I stated, is this is why we got to get together, you know, with our economical factors of land, labor, risk management, and doing for ourselves. Because Dr. Boyce Watkins, you know, has said that if we take the part of that $12 trillion that we spend annually at Christmas time, we could put $12 million black folks to work, putting our own people to work, is because, as we all know, that this is what these other groups of people do. Now, when I go down into the
Good
Bay
work.
Area, where where Silicon Valley is at, because keep in mind, people, is that Silicon Valley goes all the way from San Francisco to San Jose, in San Francisco and San Mateo counties. And when you look at a map of California and you see the Bay, it's on the side of the Bay, right there by the ocean. Keep in mind is that they got hidden agendas as well, too, because I recall that some of those political conventions that you had the CEO of PayPal and the CEO, I believe, of Apple coming up here speaking, talking about those transgender rights, talking about these gay rights. And also, too, I episode last week about, you know, the feminization of the black male in Hollywood. So you probably seen that up on our wall. And you can always listen to the back episodes, you see what I mean, of what I have here on Shabaka's Black Experience. You see what I mean? Then in addition to, you know, and this is our platform, you know, for our RBGs and the black family, you know, to call in, you know, and we come in, you know, we're going to try to 3 times a week, and our number here is 646-564-9630. So if anybody else want to join in the conversation tonight on Shabaka's Black Experience, our topic tonight is all members of Congress to set up the impeachment of the 45th President of the United States. So please give us a call with your comments, questions, and concerns. But also, too, moving right along, is that when Trump was running in the primary election, I posted up on my wall a year ago of Trump wearing the Hitler suit, you know, with the swastika on, and I knew back then that he was going to buy the election. Because, see, I've worked politics, you know, for 15 years. And also, too, Sister Tamara, I have you as a friend on Facebook, and I was looking at your profile, man, and you have background in constitutional law. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, I'm ending my bachelor's program right now, and in August I'm gonna be taking the LACT to enter law school. So, yeah, I'm gonna be taking the LACT, you know, to enter law school. I'm gonna go ahead and finish as a constitutional attorney. I want to be able to work anywhere in the United States. I want to be able to help if my people need me to come to Timbuktu. I'm coming.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm coming. I want to try to get in on the next, after graduating law school, I want to be next in line for the pro bono award. My second plans after practicing law for a few years is to get a seat as a judge, either municipally or on the county or state level, and when it's all said and done, I'm going to continue my education all while doing this, but my number one goal is not to be the first black woman president, because I don't have enough power at that seat. I want that Supreme Court justice seat.
There you go.
That's the seat I want. You know, that's where I'm going to really, you know, it's a long ways out, but hey, I already know I got another 50 years in me. I ain't going nowhere no time soon. That's my goal, that Supreme Court justice seat. I got to have it. That's the only way that I'm going to really be able to. I'm going to help my people every step of the way, tooth and nail. But when I get there, and hey, if you guys aren't here to celebrate it with me, just know that it's going down.
Absolutely.
It's going down.
That's right.
Okay,
it
may be 20 years out, but it is going down when I get there. That is my goal.
We need more.
I got a petition. Absolutely. I got a petition going around on Facebook and other websites throughout the internet to change the laws here in Missouri, and I would hope that others will begin to draw petitions as well in the states that they live in as laws are changing concerning concealed carried and standing your ground. I am trying to get it done here in Missouri we've already got the right to carry without a permit, 19 or older, if you're legally able to carry. But see, it does not include our felons. So what I am trying to get done is where the nonviolent ex-felons can carry a weapon without a permit.
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be kind of hard for me to get that for somebody with a capital crime or a crime in the first or second degree if it's violent. But I do believe that I'm working with our soon-to-be future mayor here in Kansas City. His name is Roy Chin. He's on Facebook. We're going to work together and stand united as one and help each other through this race that we run. But I'm going to get that law passed in Missouri. I want everybody, if you got a trigger finger, I want you with your finger on a trigger. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Because
right.
It's like that. It's like that.
Yes, ma'am.
The struggle
yes,
is
ma'am.
Real. I mean, the
yes,
thugs,
ma'am.
They going to carry regardless. So I want to make sure those rehabilitated nonviolent felons are able to protect their family, loved ones, and themselves no matter where the hell they go unless prohibited.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
You know, and not have to worry about, I'm trying to do away with a lot of mandated sentences. These mandated sentences are killing our people.
Absolutely.
Exactly. They just want to lock them up and throw away the key. That's all they're thinking about.
Yes,
lock them down and throw away the key. But Brother Shabaka and Ms. Jones, I just wanted to come in and talk to you all, and hope y'all have a good evening. And you are both welcome to come on to my show on Monday night. I'm going to be interviewing Sean Quayle of the New Black Panther Party on Monday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. That's on the Chris Monroe Show. Come on out, check that out.
Okay.
And,
sir.
I will look it up.
Evening,
I will try to catch you this Monday. If not this Monday, then a Monday in the future. I will be with you.
Yeah. We got Sean Quayle of the New Black Panther Party this week, and 2 weeks after that, we'll be on with Irritated Genie. And we got some other people coming up, too.
Most
definitely check out the Chris Monroe Show.
Yes, sir. Okay,
great Black Power, brother. Stay strong.
All right, family.
Okay, people, we definitely appreciate you calling in, man, with your input, and definitely I'll be checking out your shows, man, because I do believe I have you as a friend on Facebook, man. Thank you so very, very much for calling in, man, with your comments, questions, and concerns. Now, also, too, Ms. Tanner, I just want to mention to you in regard to California's law out here, is because I had did the 50th anniversary live feed, you know, of the Black Panther Party. Now, here in California...
Mm-hmm.
Up to 1968, when Dr. Newton and the boys was patrolling the streets of Oakland, you know, going after these brutalized police. The law in California did allow for you, as long as your weapon is registered, okay, is that you could own firearms, Okay. So what had happened was is that as they were doing the patrols in Oakland, California, and of course UNT, as that he said, mighty funny is that the police killings went down, you know, when one guard was in control. And then on May 2nd, 1967, is that they came up here to Sacramento to the state capitol with unloaded firearms, you know, exercising their constitutional right to watch the state representatives, you know, perform their duties in the state assembly. So of course, you know, pandemonium broke out everywhere, and then there was an assemblyman by the name of Mulford that introduced legislation at the urging of Charles Gantz, who was the chief of the Oakland Police Department at the time, and Ronald Reagan, the 40th president of the United States, was governor here. And this is why you cannot have open carry in California. They catch you here with a firearm.
Wow.
One or two things will happen to you, ma'am. First of all, you'll go to prison for about 5 years, or if the police don't shoot you here. You see what I mean?
I understand.
Yes, ma'am. And I grew up in Los Angeles, and LAPD is notorious, you know, for shooting brothers, just like they did. Just like how they did the brother over there in San Francisco, you know, December before last. You know, Mario Woods, where they gunned him down, and I put the video of that up on there, and he was shot like 25 times, and allegedly, it was definitely a case of overkill, you see what I mean? And then another concern of the dump, and like I said, I refer to him as the dump, is because with him putting this more funding into Homeland Security, and keep in mind, folks, for those of us that, for those of you that are listening to us as well, too, is that Silicon Valley is in California, and they do have a lot of, the Homeland Security people over there monitoring, you know, your websites and what have you, and this is why you get these fake profile requests, is because I get a lot of profile requests. One, I had to delete and block where they had put up all these porno sites up on there, and I don't accept them at all, because that's how viruses, you know, get to you. And I've had, you know, been hit with viruses quite a few times with it, you see. This is why I'm glad I have this platform and a number of other platforms like Blackistan, you see, where we can communicate with each other, get to know one another. We are all we got, sister. You know what I'm saying, Miss
Jean? That is it.
We are all we got. And keep in mind, you know, the state is not going to protect you. The feds damn sure are not going to protect you. Yes, see, this is why they criminalize the black male so much, sending them to prison at an early age. Then Hollywood is trying to effeminize them. And because I did another show last week when that movie Moonlight had won the Best Picture Award, and from what I understand about it, you know, that they had some homosexual scenes in there, and I'm quite sure the irritated gene. And I'm not looking at that, you know what I'm saying? It's because
not
I'm not that kind of guy. Yes,
I'm not taking
then,
that in. I don't receive it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And then let's ask ourselves this question, you know, what kind of example is this setting for our children in their formative years? I mean, you know, like an elementary school, junior high school, you know, where the men, where the boys are becoming men and the women, I'm sorry, and the girls are becoming women. See, so these are your formative years. And here in the state of California, you know, right down the street there at the State House in the California Department of Education, is saying that they're going to be putting that in the curriculum, you know, throughout the public schools here. Yes, exactly. That's sickening. And then if I had any children, you know, they would be getting homeschooled, even if I sit there
I'm
and
so
do
glad.
It, you know.
I am so glad my daughter is done and she's homeschooled right now.
Ma'am. And,
you know.
And emphasize that. And emphasize that is because, once again, particularly with our black, because the black man is supposed to be the protector of his home, the provider of his home, you see, but in these public educational institutions, you know, they training the kids, particularly the black males in the inner cities, you know, going to school, getting detention, going to juvenile hall, you know, going to the state penitentiary. You see what I mean? And then on top of that, we all know what happens up in there. And then I get a lot of hate mail, you know, that I know.
Further gay shit.
Yes, ma'am. You see, and I'm getting the hate mail because that's telling me I'm doing something right. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know. And then also, too, I got to do this here. Yes, you're listening to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. I'm your host and executive producer of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Please call in at 646-564-9630 with your questions, comments, and concerns. We definitely need your input here from the Black community. And what we're talking about tonight is to call all members of Congress and also to call all the state representatives at the local level as well, too. If you can ask, you call your congressional and U.S. senators in your state. And that way they're just, because we have to do something about Donald Trump. And impeachment is the only way to shut him down. Yes, ma'am, and it's the only way to shut them down because, like I said, I'm going to go over these figures again that I researched today. Currently, as of January 2017, you have 52 Republican senators, 46 Democrats, you have two independents. And the U.S. House of Representatives, 237 Republicans and 193 Democrats. So mainly the first reason to start on the House of Representative level is right there to get his cronies up out of there. And let's be real. Yes, ma'am.
If we don't get them out, you know, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it because this is not the first time it's come up in my spirit. And I don't have a problem just going ahead and saying when it come up in my spirit because it nine times out of ten, it's true. Every now and then it's me speaking, but nine times out of ten, it's the spirit. But if we're not able to get him out, he won't make it to 4 years. And I'm not throwing any threats because I don't plan to put my hands on him. I got a future to uphold.
That's right.
It's going to be somebody closest to him. And it's probably going to be a white woman or a gay man. They'll get him out. They're going to get him out real quick.
Yeah.
He ain't going to like the way they get him out. But they're going to get him out real quick against his will.
Yes, ma'am. And then on top of it, and then not to mention
he better wear a helmet.
And then those in his cabinet, you know, they having problems with him. The people that supported him are having problems with him. It's because his approval rating is only at 44% across the board, although he has an 85% approval rating amongst the Republicans. But it's very, very interesting of how all the support that he had before he was elected, now all of a sudden, you know, it's going backwards on him now.
They dropping off.
Yeah, and personally, I think the man is unstable. I mean, at least look at the statement that he made against women, grabbing by the you-know-what. You know what I'm saying? What is that? That's a sexual assault. You know, he has to be. He has to be. And then also, too, now he's accusing the former president, you know, of wiretapping his phones. He has no proof. He has no evidence about it. And then let's look at his boy, Jeff Sessions. And then there was a friend
that got on drugs.
And speaking of which, the boy, Jeff Sessions, is saying is that he's going after people, you know, under federal law for using marijuana casually that are approved and regulated in the states that have. You see what I'm saying? You know, but at the same token, though, he's not doing nothing about these murderous police. And then let's look at what happened with Mr. Philando Castile up there in Minnesota, you know, where his wife had put the live feed out there. Now, he's going on trial for manslaughter May the 30th. But his attorney states that all the charges need to be dropped against him because at the time that he had shot Mr. Castile, he himself, the police officer, states that he was under the influence of marijuana and that he overreacted.
Marijuana ain't made him do that.
It's because like what Huey Newton said, you know, with his case, when he caught a case there with John Fry in 1967, is that officer had went out there that day, if not the whole time he had the job, with the intention of murdering somebody and hide behind his badge, just like what that officer did in Slater, where he killed that brother down there in South Carolina. And fortunately, you know, somebody caught that on tape. And then let's look at the situation with Dylan Roof. Went off into a church, murdered nine people, You see what I mean? And then what did the police do?
Yeah.
They him and they take him to Burger King and give him a bulletproof vest. You see what I mean? But then our sisters like Sandra Bland, you know what I'm saying, being arrested for a misdemeanor,
ooh,
going up there to look for a job, to further her education, trying to do better for herself and her family, and they murder her. You see, no prosecution. Yes, ma'am. And then also, too, I saw another video out of Los Angeles where they had this older brother that they beat half to death in 77th Division jail. And keep in mind, 77th Division, you know, is out there in the heart of South Central L.A., so you know who they targeted out there, you know, just
mm-hmm.
like in,
mm-hmm.
and these are the same police department that made Rodney King famous. And then this dude, Sessions,
okay.
was talking about lifting their consent decrees that federal judges had ordered on these police departments, and the Oakland Police Department was one of them, San Francisco, Los Angeles, that I know of. And then he says, well, you know, they're overreacting on that. It's because they, for them to have these consent decrees and put these police officers under all this scrutiny threatens the public safety in the inner city. Now, you see the double speak right here. You see the insult to our
mm-hmm.
intelligence. And then not to mention that I saw a film on social media recently in Baltimore is that seven police officers have been indicted under the RICO Act, which is Racketeering and Influence Corrupt Organizational Act.
Right.
And me personally,
right.
just like with the officers that killed Freddie Gray, they systematically going to dismiss the charges against them. You see what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
then
giving them awards. They get
yes.
three of them got
mm-hmm.
an award.
Yeah, and then not to mention the fact, let's look at Darren Wilson, who murdered Mike Brown in your state. You see what I mean? And they
yes.
set up a GoFundMe page for him, you know, so he got $5 million from the yeah, he got $5 million from that. Then not to mention that when he went on talk shows that he was getting payments that way is too. So therefore, so what it is the modern day bounty that they used to do on runaway slaves. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with
yeah, that's all it is.
Act. Yes, ma'am, with the Dred Scott case that happened there in St. Louis, Missouri, where Dred Scott crossed the Mississippi River into Illinois. Illinois was a free state. Missouri was a slave state. So the owner had went over there, got Dred Scott back into Missouri. His case went up against the all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And what the Supreme Court justice said at the time is that you have no bounds to show any black person, you know, the protections of the Constitution. You see? So therefore, with them not having protection of the Constitution, then that means is that the U.S. Marshals Service was allowed to go across state lines to capture runaway slaves and bring them back to their slave owners, you see? And
it's out of jurisdiction.
Yeah, exactly. No, but that's why they got the federal U.S. Marshals to go.
Marshals to do it.
Exactly. You see, and then just like the show that I did here on California during the California Gold Rush, California, when they drew up its constitution, made slavery illegal, but they didn't particularly care for it. But however, if a slave escaped here, came to California trying to get some of that gold, because you had a lot of them that escaped slavery, you know, jumping on ships. So quite naturally, of course,
mm-hmm.
you had a lot of these ships that come into San Francisco Bay because Frederick Douglass had ran a newspaper from San Francisco, and he wrote an article is that you had so many black sailors, you know, abandon the ships to go up there, you know, to El Dorado County and Placer County, which is like about 35 miles east of me, heading towards Reno, Nevada. Is that they had the ships were abandoned in San Francisco Bay, and the city of San Francisco took the ships and used them for jails. You see what I mean?
Have you right? I was just going to say that. I just wrote a paper the other day. The first peer prison
mm-hmm.
was called the Waban, and it was a ship.
Mm-hmm.
It was a slave ship. It was a prison ship, and they used those
mm-hmm.
very same prisoners that were housed
mm-hmm.
on the ship to build San Quentin, the first land prison.
Yes, ma'am. It was built in 1851, 1853 in California, and that is just on the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge. Yes, because San Quentin is one of California's oldest. You see what I mean? Yeah. And then of course
it's the original second to the Waban, the prison ship. Yes, first it was the Waban. It was the Waban prison ship. That's the first prison in the United States.
Okay.
And then they built San Quentin. Those prisoners from that prison had to build San Quentin. And it was all because of folks coming for that gold. Some of them were coming with the hopes and the opportunities to work in those mines and to find gold. And then not only did the workers come, but people came to steal that gold.
Those
people stealing that gold was whose house, San Quentin.
Okay, and keep in mind, and I tell you, like I said, up there in El Dorado County, and as you know, they refer to Placerville, California, which is in El Dorado County, as Hangtown. It's because I did some research on that for a previous show about a year ago, and you had 94,000 people go into El Dorado County in Placerville between the years of 1849 to 1854. You see, and the judge was a hanging judge, and the El Dorado County sheriff was a no joke. You know what I mean? He was the expert marksman, and he was killing people left and right. And because, you know, you had people coming from all over around the world, and of course, they're bringing elements with them, gambling, robbery, prostitution, pandering. You see what I mean? And so, of course, a lot of people were getting jacked up for that gold. And then, as you know, they used to refer to San Francisco as the Barbary Coast. You see, Barbary as in barbarian is because you had people who would come off those ships, right? Go up there and go into the saloon, have him a drink, and then the next thing you know, he's knocked upside the head getting shanghaied, and they got him on a slow boat to China. Because once you're out there in the middle of Frisco Bay, sister, you ain't getting off that boat. You know why? It's full of sharks, exactly. And then when it
them
goes
sharks
up,
out there.
Oh, yeah. That ain't no joke. And that's why they built Alcatraz out there in the middle of San Francisco Bay as well. You see, you know, the federal prison. And they had everybody there, you know, in San Francisco Bay, you know, as well.
10 minutes, right?
Okay. And then also, too, is that that's why they built it right there. And I think they only had one case or two cases of people who escaped from there. And I honestly believe is that when they made the escape attempt, they didn't make it to shore. It's because, see, the tide pulls you up out of there. And if that cold water doesn't get you, them sharks definitely will. Oh, yeah.
Them sharks did. Uh-huh.
Got jaws out there big time. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we're winding down here in the last 9 minutes of our podcast tonight, edition about this Black Experience Enhanced. Definitely hit our like page with your comments, questions, and concerns. And please give us a call for any other callers that wish to comment. And call us here at 646-564-9630. Address 1, speak live on the air. And then also to you, Ms. Tamara. Well, too, you know, I got you as a friend on Facebook. You know, definitely look forward to communicating with you more in the future. It's because we're all
absolutely.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be having more shows, and we're definitely going to be having people come on here and get commentators as well, too, because we're going to be talking about everything in the Black Experience and from our spirituality, from our history, you know, information on the continent, you feel what I'm saying, what's going on in contemporary times. And then also, too, during the 1900s, they used to refer to it as the Long Hot Summer. It's because, as you know, you had a lot yes, ma'am. You had a lot of urban unrest going out throughout the nation. It's because J. Edgar Hoover, we're going to be doing a show on that there, too. And please join us. Intelligence program is because J. Edgar Hoover had made the statement that the biggest threat to the national security of the United States was an organization of Negroes. And he declared the Black Panther Party, you know, public enemy number one. And the only thing
that's the biggest threat
was feed the kids. Yes, ma'am. And the only thing they did was in a 10-point program to feed the kids in the community, trying to make the community self-sufficient. one of our people.
Yeah, but it was a coming together.
Exactly.
It was a coming together, and that was the foundation to their end, and they know
yes,
it.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am, they know. And
It's been a good one.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You see, so two is that they had tutoring programs for the kids. They had ambulance service, you know, elderly to get the people back and forth to their medical appointments. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They had chapters throughout all the United States. They had 68
the
chapters.
The Black Panthers were doing so much good. They were doing so much
yes,
good. But you know what? Anytime that white man can't have his hand in something, he call it bad.
Right.
And he gonna make
yeah,
up accusations,
sure.
Make it look like a gangbang and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he
mm-hmm.
couldn't have his dirty, grimy, gray hand in it. And no, it's
yes,
not
ma'am.
For you.
Yes,
it's not
ma'am.
For you. You just can't
yes,
take
ma'am.
Some people. You know,
exactly.
So we ain't going to worry about them. We're going to keep on uniting. We're going to keep on waking up. We're going to keep on getting conscious. And we're going to
yes,
rise
ma'am.
To the top one day. If this thing
yes,
called
ma'am.
The world lasts long enough, it will be ours.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It will be
because
ours.
Because we're the original
it will
man
return to who glad it first.
Absolutely, and that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? And then the cold part about it is that they tried to erase that history from the public school curriculum, because I came across some research where the New York public schools, now get this, the New York public schools wants to take the history of Malcolm X, you know, about its curriculum. You see what I'm saying? And that is wrong. And then the cold part about it is that they want to take the, you know, how are you going to take Malcolm X about the public school system in the city of which he, you know, did his work at? And then, too, is that the man was a very, very significant factor in our history, and also, too, and our young people need to know about him. They need to know about the Black Panthers. They need to know about Marcus Garvey and Pan-Africanism. You see, just like my brother was saying there, you know, about General Quayle, you know, coming on his show, and I've been approached to have the General on my show, and we most definitely will get him on here, just scheduling with him, so we most definitely will give a shout-out to him as well, too. And then let me ask you this here, Sister Tamara. Are you familiar with Sister Soldier?
I am not familiar with Sister Soldier in a personal way.
Okay.
I've only heard of her.
Okay. Is that I posted a video of her that she made where she had owned Cornel West, the mayor of Washington, D.C. at the time, and Tony Brown. And it's up on my wall, and it's one that she made on the Phil Donahue show in the late 1990s, and she was talking about the educational curriculum that does more detriment to our people than anybody else, it's because they don't teach us about our true history. The only thing they try to teach us about, you know, is that your history started on the slave plantation, which is a bunch of BS. You see what I mean?
Yeah, they hope that in not teaching us that our people will perish, but what they don't understand is most of our teaching we did at home anyway, so what they don't teach our children in the schools, we will teach them at home. We don't need their help. They will not be dumb. They will not perish. They shall live and flourish, and they're going to take this summer gun over. So they can't keep us down.
Ma'am.
They can take it out the history book, because what they telling is half lies and a quarter truth. The rest of that
ma'am.
Shit is just verbs in punctuation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So
and
all we got
is
half lies, a quarter of the truth,
mm-hmm.
some punctuation, and a few adjectives
mm-hmm.
and verbs. There
yes,
is there's very little truth to the Black history that is written anyway. It has to be rewritten. It must be rewritten, because what was wrote a lie.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so take it out. Yeah, let them take it out. Segregate that damn history book. We'll make our own.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna get off of here, brother. I gotta get off of here. I am tired.
Yes,
I did 12 hours work today.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to go do some school work, because knowledge is key,
okay.
and I aim to do everything that the Lord has set me out to do.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will get back with you. I'll be checking out your page. And I'm off work for a week. I'm going to handle a lot of business in that week. I'm going to take this week and do something very beneficial with it. So I'll be touching base with you again. Until then, until we meet again, united we stand, divided we fall. I am you, you are I, we are one. I can't do it without you, baby.
Yes, ma'am.
Black power, one love.
Always, always, and appreciate you calling in. Thank you so very much.
Bye, brother.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, sister. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, we're down to our last minute here on Shabaka's Black Experience. And hence, I'm your host, Shabaka Sankara, the executive producer. We had a very, very good show tonight. We definitely appreciate, you know, our callers coming in. We definitely appreciate all of our listeners. And also, too, what you could do is that you can go to my live page on Facebook called Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Please hit the like button, drop me a line. Also, too, you can go to my page on Facebook, Shabaka Sankara. You'll see the picture of the little baby panther up there. And we thank you so very, very much for tuning in. And have a nice night. Signing off from Sacramento, California.